Very, very short. Yes.
Hallelujah. The
Amen.
Lord is doing something new
Amen.
In our midst, including
Amen.
Those who are listening to us live now. And today he sent me to come and tell you with great assurance from his throne that do not fear.
Amen.
Amen.
Not fear. Don't be afraid. That's the word that we usually do say. But he specifically said, as you use the word, do not fear.
Amen.
Amen.
Do not fear. That's the statement God says I should come and say. If this is all that you heard today, it's good enough. Yeah. It's good enough. Because the one that sent me is backing this word with his own integrity. And for that matter, everything that he has sent that he will do with us is going to happen.
Amen.
And so he says that we should shout for joy.
Amen.
Chapter 3. Yes. We should shout for joy. Yeah. Just shout for joy. I'm taking from 14. But before I take from 14, let me say something strategic based on some revelations that has come within the week. Hallelujah. And it put me in a place of prayer for some time to a point where I myself, I was a little bit shaken. Amen. There were a few things that I saw. I hope that it will help a lot of people to begin to plan and prepare their lives. I didn't know I have a picture of what's going on in the world now, but I had no idea what was going on behind the scenes in other places until this afternoon. I was listening to some of the news and other things, and my heart began to shake, you know. And in the same book of Zephaniah, chapter 2, the Lord says something, and I think I have to read that for you to hear. Chapter 2 from verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
Let me do verse 4 first. Says, seek the Lord, all you humble of the land. You do what he commands. Seek righteousness, seek humility. Perhaps you will be sheltered. Listen to the words carefully. Perhaps you will be sheltered on the day of the Lord's anger.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
The anger of the Lord is going out. Strangely, and it's coming gradually. He's waiting for people to repent and change. But unfortunately, the nations are doing diabolical acts and things are happening. Listen to me. I'm reading from the Bible. Zephaniah chapter 2 from verse 5 now. I'm going to verse 5. It says, Gaza will be abandoned and Ashkelon left in ruins. At midday, Ashdod will be emptied and Ekron uprooted. I want you to now, those of you who can access Google, Google Gaza.
Google Gaza.
G-A-Z-A. Google Gaza. Look at Gaza, the picture of Gaza now, as compared to about 5 months ago.
All bombed.
Yeah. It's flat. And this is what the word of the Lord says. This is from the Bible. I'm reading right from the Bible. This statement came before Jesus was born. Prophet Zephaniah prophesied this 7 BC before Jesus came into existence. And this prophetic statement is coming to life in my time, in your time. It's happening right in front of us. And listen, say, woe to you who live by the sea. Where is Gaza found? Check, Google it. You will find what I'm talking about now. And look at the picture for yourself and compare it to this scripture. And I based on what I saw, because again, the Lord revealed to me again that there was a deliberate act of bombing somewhere in Russia, in some part of Russia. And they were trying to water it down that it was an accident. But it was a deliberate act, because I saw from the sea, it was like the Lord led me to an environment where it was like water everywhere. And out of the water came out like a boat or like a ship or some. It wasn't a big thing, like the size of a car, but it came out of the water. And I was watching, and the Spirit of the Lord led me to figure out what was happening. It was like a shady environment. This happened yesterday afternoon. Was it yesterday afternoon or the day before? I forgot it. One of the, not too long, about 24 hours now or 25, a little bit 25 hours now. And then when the thing came out of the sea, it was on the surface of the sea, but the mist was covering it, so you couldn't see. But there were three weapons, those ballistic missiles were on top of the thing that looked like a car, but like a boat. And it was in the middle of the sea and nothing was there, but my eyes could see it. And then it directed its way towards the area of Russia, where Russia is, that side. And because I could see the maps. And then the thing went out there, one went out there, one went towards the area of Iran and Iraq, that area. And then one came towards the side where Europe is, where you find Europe. And that was where the weapons began to go. And it went out like that. And each one of them was going like nothing could stop it. And it kept on going. And all it was is going to destroy. And the news that came out was something that wasn't desirable, because it was a surprise to everyone that received those weapons or the environment that they received. And then we could see people scrambling for cover, and it was a devastating situation to see. If you saw it, your heart will sink. And then I woke up out of sleep. And then I was sitting down on the bed, and I said, Lord, what is this that you are showing me now? So I began to pray, and I kept on praying, and I was praying, and I fell asleep again. And then one of the leaders of one of the charismatic churches in Ghana, a very prominent figure, beautiful, handsome man, very deep in the spirit, I saw him. I saw him. Like every work that he has done for the past 40 years and a bit now, everything that he had done, because I saw the years, I saw the things that he was doing, and all of a sudden he went to sleep and he went with the Lord. He went to be with the Lord in his sleep. It was a sudden thing. And then all of a sudden, everybody around him in terms of ministerial activity, all of a sudden they started tearing his clothes in pieces. So everybody was taking a portion of the cloth, like for example, this is his handkerchief, and everybody was taking a piece of it. So I was supposed to be there, like in his house, in the midst of the problem or in the midst of the passing. The signpost in front of his house, the things that he has done, like monuments that he has established, and the things that he has done, all of a sudden they were taking them down, and everybody was taking their shares. Like everyone is trying to scramble for something for themselves. And my heart began to sink, and I said, Lord, have mercy. Whilst I was there, I was more like I was close to the wife, myself and another man that I know, man of God. We were in a room where the woman was, and she was half naked, and she was crying, like she was helplessly crying. And I asked them, so where is your children? I wanted to see where the children were, but I couldn't find any child around the mother. And then the man, the pastor who was there, was trying to console him. So the pastor said, I should pray. But when I opened my mouth to pray, I was crying because I couldn't contain my tears and I couldn't contain my cry. And then I started asking God for mercy and for grace. I woke up from sleep with tears all over my eyes. I said, Lord, what is happening? And the Lord said that there is a breach. There is a breach. There is a breach that is coming. And this will cause a lot of trouble on the scenes of the Christian faith. And there is a breach also coming that will cause a lot of headache and heart pain to a lot of people in the nations. And the church must stand together in one accord and begin to cry out for mercy and for his grace so that he will show himself strong. And so whilst I was about to come here and I was asking God for strength and for things to do and for us to lead in prayer, because I really want to go deep tonight, you know. Hallelujah. You can linger on the surface, but please allow me to go deep in prayer. Amen. Because I need to get to some place. So whilst we were praying, I was going on this. He gave me Zephaniah and said, I should come and share with you that do not fear. Whatever is happening in the world, all that you need to do is to be in the place of humility of heart. Humility of heart, not mouth, but humility of heart, willing and preparing that the Spirit of God will work and work through you to bring salvation to yourself and to your family. If not your family, to your loved ones. If you want to extend it to your community, if you want to extend it to your family, to the extended ones, to the nations that you are in, if you can come to the place of humility, He, the Lord, His shelter will be upon us. And so he says, do not fear. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, do not fear. He said, Gaza will be abandoned. Let's watch what will happen in the next few months from now. Let's see what will happen in Gaza. There's only one small place left, and they are now trying to go back there. Israel is trying to go back there to deal with everything that is on there. And the people's stubbornness will not cease. And they are still releasing weapons and missiles back to Israel again. With all that has happened, with the number of people that are dead, they still don't see that as something that they have to come to a place of waking up. And yet they are fighting. They are fighting still, trying to do anything. And the Lord said, Gaza will be abandoned and Ashkelon left in ruins at midday. Ashdod will be emptied and Ekron uprooted. Woe to you who live by the sea, you Keretite people, the word of the Lord is against you. Yeah. It's a Canaan land and the Philistines. He says, I will destroy you and none will be left. This is the statement of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. And all these words and these names that I'm mentioning are all there. They are there. Syria is also part of it. Syria is part of it. Lebanon is there. Every one of the, all these names and everything, it's all the same area. The same area. So please, things are happening. And I want the church to be alert by the message of God and desire that the hand of God will sustain us together as a family, that people's heart will begin to seek for God in times of need. And so he said, those who are faithful in chapter 3 said, therefore wait for me, says the Lord, until the day I arise for plunder. My determination is to gather the nations so that to my assembly of the kingdom to pour on them my indignation. So those who have moved away from the kingdom and they have gone into the world, the Lord says that he is pouring his anger upon them. All my fierce anger on the earth shall be devoured. I'm reading from Zephaniah chapter 3 now. Chapter 3 verse 8 coming down. So people of God, things are happening in our world and we have to be smart. We don't know when he is coming, but he can come from any time now. Yes, yes. So your faith in God, if it cannot bring you to come and pray with us for only 1 hour, I wonder if that faith can open you up to the portals of heaven when he is coming in his glory. That is why it's very eminent that the Bible says that we should not miss gathering together as families. I'm not trying to scare anybody, but I'm telling the truth as it is. He has revealed few things to me, not because I'm so special, but maybe he wants me to warn some few people on the platform. That's why he showed me. Maybe he wants to warn me also, to help me to stand in a place of readiness of his coming anytime. Anytime. And so he says that those who are humble, I, the Lord, will find shelter for them. And so verse 14 comes to this play. It says that now, sing, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all your heart. With all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away your judgments. Hallelujah. I love that. The Lord has taken away my judgment, which means that the place of my weakness and the thing that allows God to be able to rain his anger on me, my meekness and my willingness to ask for mercy has allowed him to come upon me or to forgive me of all my sins, to help me stand on my feet again. It says that now, whatever is coming, say now from today, you should not fear. Hallelujah. So anybody that is facing any challenge in your life, difficulties in your life, and you are not sure of where to stand today, the word of the Lord says that do not fear. It says in that day, it shall be said of you. It shall be said of you. It shall be said of you. Do not fear. Let not your heart and your hands be weak anymore. The Lord your God is in your midst. God is with you. The Lord is with us. And so we are not afraid. Hallelujah. I want us to take a strategic prayer that if God is with us, then let victory speak for me. Hallelujah. If the Lord is with me, then let me see the manifestation of his power. If the Lord is with me, then let every iota of fear that is found in my heart, that I am troubled. In the name of Jesus Christ, may I see the hand of God bringing me victory on every side. And may the hand of God drive away the place of fear in my heart, the fear of not knowing what to happen next time, the fear of thinking that it shall not be well with me, the fear of thinking that it's not going to happen, or I'm not sure what's going to happen next, or trouble. Last Wednesday we were praying about this statement that Judah said that every time it's like disaster upon disaster keeps knocking on our doors, and sometimes we wonder why. We wonder how, wonder when are all these things going to stop. The Lord says that do not fear. Hallelujah. Do not fear. Amen. Amen. For laughter shall be in you. And he is encouraging us in chapter 3, verse 17. He says that let not your hands be weak. Oh, Shazuma Kam Baratesua. But my prayer now is this, the Father, if you are with me, which he says in verse 16, that I am in your midst. If you are with me, then help me out by your grace, Lord. Uphold my hands to achieve. Uphold my feet to be able to be sustained, to get to my destination. Uphold my mind that I may be able to hold things in greater perspective. Uphold my heart that I may be able to accommodate the things that are going on around me. But for me alone, for you to leave me alone to myself, if you have to leave me to myself, I might even destroy my own self. But Lord, if you are with me, say that I am in your midst. And no one shall make me afraid according to the word. Yes. Verse 13 says so. Says that none shall make you afraid from today. And therefore he comes in verse 14 and says, sing, sing, sing. I've seen people singing, but they sang with mournings in their heart. I saw people singing and they sang with tears in their eyes. But tonight, the word of the Lord says that do not fear. No matter what is going on around you, don't be afraid. Stand strong and be bold. It says that don't let your hands be weak, which means that whatever you are doing with your hands, any business that you are trying to achieve, any project you have given to yourself, don't feel tired. Because that's one of the weapons of the enemy, weariness upon weariness. Today, one of my mom was talking to me, and she has given commands for things to be done. And somebody, the one that is supposed to do the thing, is deciding against the decision of the owner. Can you imagine? I want blue. Somebody is saying that I will give you red. Why should you decide what I want? I am paying you to give me blue, and you are telling me that no, red is the one that I have to give to you because that is how everybody takes. Why? But the word of the Lord says that don't fear. What the enemy tries to do is to bring a sense of weariness into our spirit, our soul, in our bodies, so that after a while we lose the confidence in ourselves. Yes. And so he says that be glad and rejoice with all your heart. Yes, verse 14. I said, don't let your hands be weak anymore. The Lord has taken away your judgments. Verse 15. And he has cast out your enemies. Tonight I pray that anyone that is hiding over anything, somebody calls them the friendly enemies. I will explain that for you to know. The friendly enemies. Those that we don't know who they are. And yet they come into our zone of acceptance as if that they are for us. And yet they are not. But they have a strategy of extrapolating or driving or pulling out information from us so that they know what is in our heart. And they will use that as a weapon against us. They call them friendly enemies. Yeah. They come with all the smiles. They come with everything that, hey, I can see, how is it going? What about the business that you talked about? How far are you now? Have you been able to finish the deals, the contract? They want to know the information. They want to know everything. They want to know. And then they become more or less informed about where, somebody has put it nicely for me, say frenemies. I like that. Mommy, I like that. They are frenemies. Yeah, they come in there with all the friendliness, but they are living with an information to hurt you. But the word of the Lord says that don't be afraid.
Amen. Yes.
Don't be afraid. If they have come to receive any information from you, I am standing today in the name of Jesus. As David will cry out and say, Lord, let the counsel of Ahithophel, who used to be my counselor, now has deferred and gone and followed my son, Absalom. And they are planning to take my life away from me and to destroy the kingship and the position that you, God, has placed. Can you imagine? The son of a king has gone AWOL and now taking all the counselors of the king with him, including some of the seasoned warriors, and declared himself as a king whilst the father was still alive. And the people now following him, all of a sudden, the king had to run for his life. David had to run from his own child that he birthed. Yes, David. King David ran away from his own child that he gave birth to. He gave birth to, and he was still alive. He fed him, trained him. The guy was handsome, very, very wonderful young guy. And he had all that it takes because the father built him up. And all of a sudden now he has deferred. All of a sudden sleeping with his own father's staff. And the situation became a bit of a difficult for David to stand in there. Because David, room was made for him, unfortunately. A mistake came here. And so the Lord now, out of mercy, crying out for mercy from David's heart, the Lord now says that I will take the judgment away from you. And so don't be afraid. And don't let your hands be weak anymore. And now when David began to cry, I said, now let the counsel of Ahithophel, because the brother was gifted with counsel from the Lord. When he spoke, the Bible says that it was the wisdom of God. That was how powerful Ahithophel was. And now he had deferred following Absalom and seeking for ways and means. And he even devised a strategy of ways and means to kill David. He showed Absalom how to kill David. Say, your father is a man of war. And he has won every battle of victory with him. So this brother, if you want to kill him, this is how you have to do it. Set people like this and create a breach for him so that he can fall into it and you can remove his life from this life, from this earth. But the word of the Lord says that do not fear.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord your God is in your midst.
Amen.
Let them carry all the information they want to carry away from you. Let them carry all the message that they know that this one day, if they hit on this, it can hit your child, it can hit your son, it can hit your daughter, it can hit the work of your hands. Let them even write letters of resignation on your behalf and send it to your workplace before you even get to your workplace. And your bosses will say, okay, then we have fired you because you wrote the letter. Let them do whatever they want to do. But the word of the Lord says, don't fear.
Amen.
Yeah. Some of them will make message and call upon, on behalf of their listeners and say, oh, can you imagine? This is what this one said. This one, and then it's, they are creating the division between you and some other people that you have nothing to deal with in terms of anger. And yet they have created that tension there already. So when you come there, you are not welcome. Psychologically, you are not welcome because the information that has gone ahead of you is not a good information. It doesn't smell nice. So no matter what perfume you put on yourself, you get there, you will smell bad because of the words that has gone ahead of you. Somebody has gone and muddied the water. And I pray in the name of Jesus Christ by the word of the Lord that our hearts shall be glad in the God that is in our midst, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let them do their weapons and gather together against us. Let them set the things that they want to set against us. Let them work out all the strategic weapons that will weaken our effort of progress. We shall still believe in the God that is in our midst, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He said that you shall see disaster no more. Read verse 15 of Zephaniah chapter 3 verse 15 says, disaster shall no more be seen in your midst, because the Lord your God shall be in your midst. That's the news I want to hear, and that's all I want to say to you tonight in the name of Jesus Christ, that no matter what comes around you and no matter what comes in your face, don't be afraid, because the Lord your God, Amahadibosa, Badikranda Amahade, the creator of the ends of the world, he says that he is in your midst. He is in your marriage. He is in your business. He is in the work of your hands. He is in your progress. Whatever it is, he says that don't let all that he wants from you, said, don't let your hands be weak. Anything you are doing, keep on doing with a sense of diligence, with a sense of tenacity. Keep on doing, because he shall sustain you, Mahade. He shall sustain you because he is in your midst. Hallelujah.
Yes, amen.
The mighty one, the Bible says that he will save. He will receive over you with gladness, and he will quiet you with his love. Verse 17 says so. He will rejoice over you with singing, Ayana Makaba, and will gather those who are sorrow over with appointment of assembly. Hallelujah. He, the Lord, will do these things, not me, not me. Because sometimes it is difficult to do such things. But when the Lord says that he is in your midst, that's all that I want to know. That's all that I want to know. And tonight, wherever you are standing and whatever challenge that you are in, the word of the Lord says that he is in your midst. He is there. God is God, and he is with you. Say, don't be weak with your hands. Never be weak, which means that whatever you are doing, keep up, keep up. Every good work that you know that you are doing, wake up, please, my dear. Wake up and try and do it, because he is there to sustain you, to maintain, and to keep you going with all the strength that you need in this life. I want us to take a prayer. I want us to take a prayer. That strengthen with for our hands to be strengthened. Father, uphold our hands. Keep my hands high. Hallelujah. You know the boxers, after a while, they are tired, so their hands begins to drop. You know what the referee does? He comes to hold their hands up. He said, lift it up. Lift your hands up. Yeah. Sometimes our hands can be weakened based on the persistency of the pressure that comes upon us on one thing. And you'll be trying and trying, and it's not working. After a while, you want to throw in the towel. But the Lord says that don't. You have tried all you can and all that you want to do. You've tried it, but it keeps hitting you. But he says that all that I want from you is to keep your hands up. Yes, keep your hands up. Verse 14 says, be glad and rejoice with all your heart, O daughter of Zion. And said, verse 15 says that the Lord your God has taken away your judgment. Yes, yes, the Lord your God has taken your judgment away. And 16 comes, he said, in the day it shall be said about you. It says they put Jerusalem there, but I'm putting your name there. It says that do not fear. Says, Zion, let not your hands be weak anymore. Let not your hands be weak. Yeah, hold up. Because God is in your midst. He is there to keep you going. He is there to sustain your movement. He is there to keep you building up. So don't lose your heart and your confidence in what you have begun, because he will bring it to pass. The Bible says that faithful is he who has started, and he will bring it to an end. Father, I pray for your hand to hold our hands. I pray, oh God, that let your hand hold our hands. If you are in our midst, then you are close to me. If you are in our midst, then you are right where we are. So please, the wicked hands hold it up for us in the name of Jesus. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that anyone whose hands has been weakened, may your strength, O God, come upon them. And may your hand uphold their hands and get their hands, O God, and lift them back up again in the name of Jesus Christ. If you are in our midst, we pray that let everything that has become a burden for us that we cannot carry anymore and our neck has become very heavy and we don't know how to even take the weight off our shoulder. You are the one that can sustain us and keep us going. You are the energy giver. You are the one that sustains our strength. Our strength comes from you. We can only see light in your light. And so tonight I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, the Lord, uphold our hands in the name of Jesus. Those who are tired, I pray the Lord refresh and revive them one more time in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who want to give up because things are not working out the way it should be, today I stand with them together by faith in the name of Jesus Christ, that let your love, oh God, be shown upon them, oh God, and sing over them with joy in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Be in our midst, oh God, and say, oh God, you are a mighty one who is capable of saving. You are the one that our salvation comes from. I pray for salvation for anyone that is tired, anyone that is stressing out, anyone that is weakened, and now they are doing all kinds of rubbish and all kinds of mess all over the place. I pray, almighty God, uphold your hands and keep them going. Keep them going. Give them energy in the name of Jesus. Whatever they have lost in this life, you are the one that can gather together again. I pray, oh God, by divine appointment, gather, oh God, whatever is upon them and whatever they have lost in the name of Jesus Christ. Any place of reproach and anything that has brought a reproach to them, and they seem to see these things as a disgrace, today I stand by your hand in the name of Jesus Christ, that you are the burden bearer. You are the one that can take the reproach away. You are the one that can roll the stones away. You are the one that can bring Lazarus back to life. Today we pray that let every reproach that is knocking on our door, blocking our chances of advancement, I declare in the name of Jesus Christ that let the reproach be rolled away in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the reproach be rolled away. Every burden on anybody's shoulder, today we pray in the name of Jesus Christ that be the burden bearer and take it away from their shoulders. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Afflictions and all kinds of unnecessary afflictions. They have lost money. Many have lost money today. They come back in multiples in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The one that is able to give people their payment in gold after 400 and years. The Lord is able to compensate you of all the things of yesterday that you struggled and nobody respected that. They didn't value it. I pray today that compensation, let it speak for us in the name of Jesus. Say, let it speak for us in the name of Jesus. Hadad, the Lord who spoke to the people, the Israelites, and said to them that go back to those who used to be your masters and tell them that you want to borrow gold, you want to borrow silver, you want to borrow diamonds, to go and do use it for worship. The Lord who pays back without anybody questioning. Today, I pray that may he speak for us. If you believe in him, amen. Hallelujah. I pray that may the Lord speak for us. May he release the resources that we need every day. May he release the abundance of grace that we need every hour. May he release the abundance of favor that we need every moment. May he release the abundance of resources, financial resources. Oh, Asharom, come on. From today, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. May the Lord usher you into the place of millions. May the Lord usher you to the place of millions.
Amen.
May the Lord usher you to the place of millions. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, walk into the place of the abundance of financial wealth. Don't be afraid, for the Lord is in your midst. He is capable of guiding your feet to the better place where the gold is. The Bible says in Genesis, it says that there are gold which are good and there are gold which are not bad, which are not so good. And yet he knows where the gold is. The Kishon Valley, he knows where the Gihon rivers are. He knows where the good gold are. Today, may the guidance of the Spirit of God come upon us. In the mighty name of Jesus, lead us to the place of financial wealth. In the mighty name of Jesus, take us away from the burden place and put us in the place of freedom and the abundance. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare this as a blessing over your mind and over your spirit. I speak this into your soul in the mighty name of Jesus. From today, see yourself blessed. I declare, I say, from today, see yourself walking in abundance in the name of Jesus. From today, may the blessings of God speak volumes for you in Jesus' mighty name. The word of the Lord says that do not fear. All that he wants is that don't let your hands be weak.
Amen.
Oh, don't let your hands be weak, which means that don't throw in the towel where we use our hands to do that. We pick it up and say, that's it, I give up. Don't. That's what the word of the Lord says. So do not fear. Fear comes in the place of our inabilities, thinking that we are not capable of achieving what we are planned to do. And so sometimes you have done and done and done, tried and tried and tried. A brother was saying that one of the hardest things is to give your 100% and you get zero results back. And then you have to try again on the same thing. So that's one of the most hardest thing in life. Somebody who has got his brain together and they know what it takes to be able to put in an effort, and they have given their 100%, and yet when they went to see, how much am I getting back? Nothing. I was trying to drive myself to places in the inner car, and my brother-in-law bought me something that extracts water, or some kind of thing that can pull water. We have tried it. It works. In front of the bathroom, if you put it there, in the winter season, if you turn it on, in about 2-3 hours, the thing is full. It has sucked the water everywhere in the atmosphere, and the place is dry. And then, you pour the water out. I put the thing in the car, shut the windows, turn it on. For 4 hours, not one drop. Not one drop. And I said, what's going on? That's water, literally, that's water in here. How can you not get the water in there? You know? And I said, I give up. I said, I give up. That's it. I will dry it in a different way. People of God, that is what the Lord is saying, that don't give up. Don't throw in the towel, because you have tried. And your natural mind says that I gave 100%, so I'm expecting at least, if nothing at all, 1%. That may show that a sign. You know, when the prophet prayed for a couple of hours and sent the servant, said, go and see on the signs and see whether the water is coming. He said, after 7 times of movement back and forth, he said, I can only see a cloud like a man's finger. Can you imagine a cloud like a man's finger? And the prophet says that something is happening. Yeah. So today, I am here to encourage you and pray for you in the name of Jesus Christ, that whatever your hands have started doing and things are not working out, I stand with you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The Lord said, do not fear. Do not fear. The fear comes in the place of failures, the place of non-achievement, the place of uncertainties, the place where you feel that failure is coming in and something bad is about to happen after all these years. Nothing is speaking for me. Today, the Lord says that he has come into your midst. Yes, he is there. He says that I am in your midst. Yes, the Lord your God. Verse 7 says that the Lord your God is in your midst. He is there.
Amen.
He is there. And this is what he's going to do. He will rejoice over you.
Amen.
Yes. He will rejoice over you. So don't let your hands down. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. He will rejoice over you. He will even sing. God himself will sing over you. He said that the place where the burden and the reproach has become a burden, he will take them away for you.
Amen.
God is in your midst. Hallelujah. So don't not fear. That is what the Lord sent me today from Zephaniah chapter 3 to you. And now, from today, walk with the assurance that the Lord is with me.
Amen.
If you've forgotten it, speak our greetings and respond by yourself.
Amen.
Let's shout Emmanuel.
Emmanuel. Amen.
Emmanuel. Everything in the world will respond.
Yeah. Emmanuel.
There is only one response to this sound. There is only one response to this sound. The Lord is with us. The
Amen.
Lord is with me. That's all. Nothing else can respond to that. Yeah. If they shout, that's the only response they will say, the Lord is with us, or the Lord is with you. So if I've shouted Emmanuel, I'm expecting the Lord to be with me. And he says that all that I have to do is to keep my hands up and keep going, and he will be with me. Tonight, wherever you are and whatever you are dealing with, that is becoming difficult and difficult and difficult, God has come in there with you to do it for you. To support you, to sustain. If your hands goes down, that's the place, the bad place, that one there, I don't know how far, because it will be a bit of a knock, which Revelation spoke about. Is that I'm at your door knocking. Mm-hmm. If you open to me, this scripture is not for the unbelievers. It's for the believers, those who have decided to shut the Lord out by throwing in the towel. You know, Martha said it to Jesus, said that, Lord, if you were here, my brother wouldn't have died. But now, he even stinks. Sometimes the situation stinks. It's even very embarrassing to tell somebody. I'm telling you, some of the situation, you yourself, you'll find that this one, am I able to even talk to a reverend about it? This is too personal. Yeah, why? Because the devil wants it to be so. But Jesus said that he is the resurrection and life. Mm-hmm. If we believe him, he will be. All that it is that we don't have to throw in. And he said, anyone that has afflicted you, he, the Lord, he will deal with them.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Anyone. This thing, people don't realize it, but anyone that has deliberately afflicted you, today, the word of the Lord says in 19, verse 19, he said, I, the Lord, I will deal with those who have afflicted you. I speak prophetically that let this word speak over you. Let this word become your story. In the name of Jesus Christ, that anyone that has deliberately afflicted you, from today, may the Lord deal with them for you. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Anyone that has driven any good people away from you. You know, sometimes good people can be driven away from you, and all the information they know about you is a bad information. Until the Lord comes in there to defend you, you can never defend yourself. Oh, this one, he's a bush boy. And that was the statement that settled in the mind of a bishop about me. Meanwhile, he didn't meet me in the bush. The people that were seated there, almost 300 people that were there.
Oh, gosh.
I'm telling you from away from somebody that you would have given the best of respect, the statement that's how they saw me. That was his perspective about me after years of servitude. It's a bush boy. And hey, you bush boy, get up in front of 300 people sitting down. Hey, McCarthy, bush boy, get up. Jesus. And I was sweating out of nervousness. I was sweating.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Oh.
The Lord says that he will.
Mm-hmm.
He will deal with them.
Reverend, sorry.
It's okay. I have let go for it's been a while.
The Lord will deal with him.
The Lord, and I've seen it happening. So for me, it doesn't surprise me. Some of the things that have happened in the past, sometimes I sit and I say, Lord, did you hear these all prayers that I prayed?
You were listening.
Lord, have mercy. How long? One thing
Amen.
I want to at the back of my mind is this. And never look down on yourself thinking that you are not too close to God, and for that, he doesn't hear your prayer.
Amen.
No, every one word that comes from your heart and every tears that's going on within you, the ones that you cannot even speak them out. You know, I was telling my wife that somebody has done something for me to get her to a point where I miss my dead father. I told her just this evening. I told her, I said, someone has done something to me to a point where I have missed my dead father. And when I was saying it, I was still sharing tears. that I wish that in my adulthood, because I never had the privilege of talking to my father in my adulthood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we never had a chance to talk for 5 minutes. I'm talking of 5 minutes. I never had the opportunity to talk to my dad. The only time I saw him to talk to him was when he was in the hospital, and I was encouraging him from the hospital on a sick bed. And he said, Kwame, I'm going. I've got to go. I've waited for you for 15 years. And I'm trying to keep on waiting. And I said, Papa, you wait for me for 2 years more. Just 2 years, I'll come.
Oh.
I said, son, I can't come. I can't do it. I'm tired. I can't sit down for my body to be cut and all that I'm going. 2 weeks later, he was. I couldn't get a chance to see him, to even take him to carry him to the barrier. I couldn't have the chance. Somebody saw me as a bush boy. Somebody's son. But the word of the Lord says, that don't fear, don't be afraid of all this. Don't be afraid. Don't let them hit you too much. Don't let that situation, those who think that you are nobody, it's okay. That's their opinion. But for me, the Lord says, but for me, I see you as a prized possession in my sight. You are the apple of my eyes. And so I carry you with value. And so I am right in your midst. I am right.
Amen.
And I will rejoice over you with singing, says the Lord. Yes. And I will rejoice over you with gladness, says the Lord. He said, I will quiet you with my love. Read verse 17, you understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I am the mighty one, and I will save, says the Lord. So don't be afraid. Let them do whatever they will do. Let them say, let them even reject what you do.
These are worse.
God. Jesus, the Lord is good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I came to wake you up from wherever you have gotten tired with building of marriages, building of your businesses, building of your careers, building of your ministries, building of everything that you're doing. Please don't get tired, because the only place the enemy will celebrate and jubilate is when your hands are down. Yeah. The moment you drop your hands down, say, I'm tired, I can't do it anymore. Forget. Yes, your flesh. So the flesh becomes weak. The spirit will be willing, but the flesh becomes weak to sustain. But when you know this statement, that comes from Zephaniah, but prophetic decree say that I have come into your midst, says the Lord. That's all that you want to hear. Hallelujah. Because the moment he comes in there, he said, those who afflicted you, I will deal with them decisively. Yes.
Amen.
And then from that place, he said that, listen, all that I want from you is to keep your hands up. Yeah, because you are in the battlefield, you can't drop your hands down. Yeah, your sword in your hands, you need to hold it up. Else, by the time you pick it up from your sleeve and bring it up like this, somebody would have stopped. So keep your hands up. Keep your hands up. Do not fear. And the Lord will sustain your going out. He will sustain your coming in. He will make sure that whatever that concerns you, he is the emperor of the universe. He will make it happen. Hallelujah. This
Amen.
Is what I share with you tonight. Hallelujah. I wanted to pray a little bit more, you know. I just wanted to pray a little bit more. I just want to spend some time with him. Yeah. And go a little bit further down there and see what's going on. Because the things that I've seen a few weeks now is a bit delicate to talk on social media and put them everywhere, every time. You know, today's date is the 12th of April, and the time we started from 8 o'clock. So those of you wants to mark these things, because I'll post them online. And when you see them happening, you know the date, you know the time. The time is 8 o'clock London time. We started, and it's 9:02. So those who see those things happening, please, you mark yourself carefully. We started speaking these things from last year. Was it 2020 or 2022? I think 2022. November 2022, that the Lord began to say these things to us. And it has happened. And most of them are still coming to pass. Hallelujah. So I am sounding an alarm again to all of us. One, know that God is at his best doing his job, and the devil is planning to disturb everybody's peace. Hallelujah. They seem to be like a global war coming to effect or something. You know, I don't know where it's coming from, but please, everybody be careful. Everybody be careful. Stay safe. Let the Lord be with you. He said, come with a humility heart, and there shall be shelter. If the Lord is speaking about shelter, he's talking about the willingness to cover you in the midst of the storm, in the midst of the trouble. He said that Amen. He will cover us. That was what he said in his word. Hallelujah. So disaster Amen. Is looming. But for you, don't be afraid. Come with the humility of heart. And I Amen. Will bring you salvation. Hallelujah. God bless
Amen.
You.
Stay
safe. And stay pure. Okay. Don't let sin be part of your conversations and your life. Focus on the right side of things. Whatever happened yesterday is yesterday. You can't do anything about it. Let it go. Make amends with God now. Stay strong. Stay pure with God. Say, Father, let's do it together. Give me grace. Come with me if you are here with me. Show me where. What do I do next? How do I do this? How do I deal with this situation? How do I deal with these people? And he will help you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you. Amen.
Well done, Rev.